My name Honig. It's almost 4 a.m. I woke up to feed the cat. An awful heartburn. It's acid reflux. Obviously the radiation is doing something to my tubes down there. I'm propped up at about 30 degrees. Taco the cat rests under my right arm, which holds the iPhone, the microphone, the ear in which I whisper. I try to grab it quickly so that the thought I'm trying to communicate doesn't settle too fine to the distance. I don't have the effort to go hunting for things at 4 a.m. I woke up thinking of pie. Not the berry pie that Kara brought. That was yesterday. 22/7 pie. I don't know why. I started writing it in my mind's eye. 2/7. I tried to write it from left to right without doubling over any lines, working out my perfect little logo stamp, and of course it couldn't be done. Well, I did do it. Once I relaxed, it was clear that all I had to do was drop the second two down one level, and then I could achieve it. 2/2. And the end of the last two becomes the crook in the elbow of the seven that's underneath. Everything's serving its job, doing what it's supposed to be doing. No resistance. Fluid. And this is what I've been thinking about, what I'm trying to communicate now. I feel like this massive soup of numbers around me. This space that I'm already filling of possibility and probability swirling around me. And the distinct feeling I get that when I am completely immersed in it, and therefore have complete access to it, I disappear. It's not that I stop existing, just that I am so tiny in the greater scheme of things that it feels like a fly speck on the face of existence. Less, a fly speck is a mountain. A mountainous piece of excrement, proof of living. Proof of living is greasy. It has living marks on it. I imagine a fence, dry wind, life, barely there, grays, bone color in the desert, dust in the winds that waft. A single dung beetle the sand. A glowing ember of life, burning bright in this colorless expanse. There is something hanging on the fence. It's a scrap of something. I think it has hair on it. And there is some meat on one side of it. I think it's part of a wild dog that somehow still lies trapped on that fence, and there is some life in it. I feel a faint tinge of red in this colorless landscape. I must communicate it before it dies too. Now I must get some sleep.